The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Right. So, hello again and welcome, a warm welcome to all of you to Happy Hour. Always makes me delighted to show up and be with you and practice together. So for today's practice, this evening, this morning, this afternoon, depending on your time zone, this moment's practice, the invitation is to consider the practice of dedication as a practice of, I think somebody's unmuted. How did that happen? Hold on. Let me see something about the settings. Oh, there. Okay. All right. My bad. I think I had changed the settings in such a way that people upon entry would be unmuted. Okay. Let's try that again. Make sure the settings are right. Yes. Okay. All right, let's reset that. Okay, so the practice of dedication, to consider that the connection between the practice of dedicating, a dedication, which we often do as a dedication of merit, usually a dedication of goodness of our practice. We share it with all beings everywhere. So dedicating the goodness of our practice is a way that we can show up in the world, sharing the dedication, sharing the goodness as a practice of generosity. And maybe we'll do that next time. For today, what I wanted to bring up is the connection between this practice of dedication, offering, and the practice of compassion. So dedicating our suffering, dedicating our challenges for the well-being of all beings, for the sparing of other beings. So the way to consider this practice is, some people, may not be you, but some people may consider their suffering to be just suffering of no use. And sometimes, you know, you might actually know that the suffering leads to growth, leads to compassion for yourself, opens the heart. But there might be some ways of actually even bringing more meaning, bringing more grace, more beauty, more meaning, purpose making from the suffering. In the suffering, in the midst of suffering that we have. And the frame, the perspective, the invitation for today, the frame is to see our suffering as dedicated as a dedication to the ease, the freedom. It could be either to those who are suffering like us. May you be spared. May your suffering be lessened. So finding purpose and meaning in how we are suffering, as offering it up, offering our suffering, offering our difficulty as a way, as an offering to others who are suffering like us, or even a larger frame, which is primarily the one we'll work with tonight, is may all beings everywhere, may they be spared from this challenge that I have suffered, from this challenge that I'm suffering and from. May all beings everywhere be spared. May the suffering that I find myself in, may it be an offering as a gesture of goodwill for all beings everywhere. So This frame is actually similar in many ways, is the frame that's known as the practice of Tonglen in Tibetan Buddhism, which is taking, in a way, taking or allowing the suffering of the world, of others, to be transformed, and we share goodness with them. It's not exactly that, but there are some similarities, which for sake of time, I won't get into. But it's the idea of finding more meaning, as if we were offering, knowing how difficult it's been or how difficult it is, and offering the goodness. And this takes actually a different way of seeing. So it's an invitation almost to you to enter another way of seeing suffering. It's the perspective of the awakened mind that sees the suchness, the beauty, the grace of even suffering to be offered to the world. So let's try this on for size. Maybe I'll just share one more thing before we get into this. Let's see. Actually, maybe I will read this. Yeah, maybe I will. There is a little poem from Shantideva, the 8th century Buddhist scholar and master. And maybe while we're doing our meditation, maybe I will read that and we'll let that resonate. Yeah, so basically the theme is dedicating the suffering to the alleviation of suffering of all of others, dedicating our suffering to the alleviation of suffering of others, and finding meaning, letting it become meaningful in its own way, not struggling to find meaning, but letting it happen. So let's settle and see what arises. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. Landing in your body. Landing with the breath. Inviting your awareness to become embodied. Receiving the breath, feeling the breath in the abdomen. Inviting the body, the muscles, to be relaxed and soft. Inviting yourself to put down thoughts, considerations, worries in this moment, and just finding refuge in this moment. The sense of presence. Being present for this moment of your life. The grace of landing right here in the awareness of this moment. Connecting with each in-breath and out-breath in its entirety. And just connecting with the breath and the body. Letting the mind, the body be calmed, the heart be soothed as we till the soil. And invite the mind to settle. If thoughts are arising, putting them down, inviting them to be let go of, and just receiving the breath in the body, calming, soothing, settling in this moment of awareness. Wakefulness and awareness. If you wish, you can either stay just with the breath calming, settling, or if you like, as you stay embodied, feeling the breath in the body, bringing to your heart, bringing to your heart, feeling of something that has been challenging for you. Maybe it's challenging for you right now, or it has been. And if you're relatively new to practice, it's better not to choose the most challenging issue, not to be overwhelmed, but maybe number two or three or four on the list. Letting your heart open up, hold the felt sense of this challenge in a sense of spaciousness in this moment. Could be a challenge you're going through right now, or something in the past that still, when you remember, brings up an ouch for you. So holding it spaciously, holding this ouch that happens in the present moment, this arising right now, this challenge, this suffering, this dukkha, the sense of spaciousness. And the invitation is not to find purpose in suffering, not actively looking for it and fighting tooth and nail, but just as this challenge suffering is being held, spaciously, perhaps allowing some dimensions that perhaps were not seen before to open up on their own. Not trying so hard, but just opening up to the possibility that this challenge, this suffering, this difficulty, as it is experienced in this human body, mind, heart, it can be dedicated. Your suffering can be dedicated, maybe dedicated to the alleviation of the suffering of others. And breathing, breathing in your heart center, breathing in, breathing out, letting yourself be breathed. As if with each breath, as if with each out breath, you're offering, you're dedicating dedicating the suffering, this dukkha, as it shows up, to the benefit of all beings, to alleviate the suffering of all beings. Dropping this reflection in spaciously, just breathing, letting it be breathed. And see what shows up, what gets transformed. Each out-breath being an offering, being a dedication of goodness. Don't think about it. Just breathe out this offering, dedicating. Let yourself be surprised. May all beings be spared. From this challenge, may they have ease. with this dedication to this offering. Offering well-being, ease, alleviation of suffering to all beings. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be at ease. May they know goodness and peace. As you continue to breathe, I like to read this poem from Shantideva. I'd like to suggest that you just let it wash over you and see what might open up without any expectations. Just allowing the mind to find its own way. May I be a protector to those without protection. A leader for those who journey. And a boat, a bridge, a passage for those desiring the further shore. May the path of every living creature be completely cleared away. May I be the doctor and the medicine. And may I be the nurse for all sick beings in the world. May I be the nurse for all sick beings in the world. Until everyone is healed. Just like space and the great elements such as earth, may I always support the life of all the boundless creatures. And until they pass away from pain, may I also be the source of life for all the realms of varied beings that reach unto the ends of space. And in the last moment of our practice, offering our goodness, the goodness of our heart, to the alleviation of suffering of all beings everywhere, ourselves included. And appreciating whatever might have arisen in this moment, whatever has arisen or has not arisen. Appreciating that we showed up and we practiced with the best of our intentions. The best of our intentions. Without attachment to outcome. Thanks everyone for your practice. So this practice has interesting dimensions, interesting ways of opening our hearts, our minds to possibilities. And again, it's not something that we do intentionally try to force to find purpose and meaning in this way, but dropping the invitation and see what shows up. Maybe dimensions of glorious meaningfulness arise from this. So I'd like to ask you if you wish to share your reflections. You can raise your blue hand or you can type in chat what came up for you. And Mary Christine asks me for the link to the poem. I don't have a link to it, but I can tell you that it's by Shanti Deva. Shanti Deva, I can put the spelling in chat. And I can put the first, here, let me copy and paste the first line of it. And I trust if you Google it, you will find it. But this is from a book. I have a book. So Shanti Deva, and let's see if I can copy and paste it here. Da 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 da. And Marie Christine, oh, here you go. Marie Christine, you want to say something also? Okay, I will ask you to unmute yourself. Let's see. Here's the poem. Oh, and Vicky has her hand up. Let's see. Da 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 da. Marie Christine. Marie Christine, it's, I can't. Oh, there you are. Okay. And then I'll ask Vicky to unmute herself, please.
I may have chosen something that was too big. I was focusing on physical pain that I have right now.
Yeah.
But actually focusing on it seemed to make it even sharper. It's interesting. So I was trying to breathe through it, but it kind of, yeah, it didn't work. I found that I was focusing on the pain.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you sharing that. So the invitation I have with that, with physical pain, this practice can work also with physical pain. So the way I would invite you to hold it and find the way in would be to not focus on the pain, not laser sharp focusing on the pain, but allowing pain to be, but holding it in a larger container, breathing around it, kind of a sense of spaciousness. I think I mentioned that in the guidance a couple of times, but next time really try to, as if there's a space, there's a spacious room, there's a lot of space, glorious space around this pain that's being held. It's being put on a really, really wide, spacious altar. And that can support it. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that. Yeah, bring that up, Mary Christine. Marie Christine, yes. And Vicky, please.
So I have to admit that I find that really difficult, and there's a selfish part of me that feels like I don't want to be the only person suffering from that, and maybe when I think of maybe support groups, for example, it's maybe the same type of frame of mind of, when you see other people suffering from the same thing as you, there's some sort of comfort in thinking, oh, I'm not alone. And I'm wondering if you could comment on that.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. And I think that's, of course, that makes sense. I mean, in the reality how our suffering is, when there are other people who are going through the same thing and support us and we support them. I mean, there are ways that practice can be beneficial. And for example, we've done the practice of may all the people who are suffering the same way as I do, may they all be free from, right? So there's a sense of, oh, all of us community, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. So that's beautiful. And if that's your way and if that works, great. That's fine. One doesn't have to try it this way, right? It's all of these are skillful means, and some work for some and for some time, and some don't at some time. So, there are no shoulds here, Vicky. You know this, right? So, don't push it, right? You don't have to. And just to say, maybe start somewhere where it's accessible. It's accessible. For something it might be accessible. For some things it may not be. So I'll share something from my own experience. So today as I was actually taking a walk and reflecting, and it just came up actually since I was thinking about this reflection had been dropped in. As I was walking, a memory of when my mom was sick with dementia and how painful that was, really how painful that was for all of us. And my heart just, oh, there was a sense of pain. And I thought, oh my God, may all beings be spared. That is so painful. That is so, so see if you want to try this, see naturally where your mind might relate to it. Something that naturally, not try to force it. And I hope that supports. Yeah. Thank you. So, dear ones, the time has come. Let's consider for our practice in small breakout groups. The dedication practice. Dedicating our suffering as, and again, for some people, it can find this glorious meaningfulness. These dimensions can be there. May my suffering in this way, may it alleviate the suffering all beings everywhere. May they don't suffer in this way. If that could work, that could work for some. And in any way, if it worked for you, if it didn't work for you, it's all okay. There are no shoulds in these practices. These are just explorations and skillful means. And in small groups, we can learn from others, be inspired by others, support others. So just take it as let's try this on for size. So with that, I would like to make the breakout groups in this moment. And let's see here. Okay. All right. So I'm going to open them now. Okay. The rooms are closed and everyone's back. Welcome back. So we have a couple of minutes. Great. I have a couple of minutes. And any reflections you have, if you'd like to raise your blue hand, and if you can't raise it, you can put it in chat. And I can ask you, Neil, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Neil, here you go.
Thank you, Nikki. So we had a discussion about this practice, right? And I found it very difficult. It wasn't that it was painful. You know, Vicky mentioned, you know, some tough emotions. I mean, it just missed for me. I kept trying to, you know, say, you know, my thought was, you know, it's only half an hour. You know, obviously this works for other people. You know, let me give it a shot. And, you know, it ended up leading to me not focusing very well, right? Because, you know, when I could have gone off and done my own thing, you know, and, you know, focus more. So I'm wondering, you know, sort of, you know, what your thought is, you know, I mean, you know, being it's only half an hour, you know, and, you know, it's like a new thing. Is it worth it for me to give it the half an hour, even if it fails, or should I just go off and, you know, just focus on my breath?
Yeah. That's a great question. So my invitation is, you never know. And, you know, you try something on for a few minutes and it's like, oh, it's not working, and you give up. With these practices, there's something about hanging in there and then without expectation, but just hanging in there with humility, hanging in there. And then something can open up magically in ways that you couldn't quite imagine. The left side of your brain, the conscious, the thinking, like, how does this work? This dedicating my suffering, like, what a crazy idea. What the heck is this? What is she talking about? Like, without like shutting all that off and just like, oh, what would it be like if I dedicated, offered up, like playing with it and being open to something opening up. And maybe it doesn't open up in this moment, Neil. It might open up later while you're walking, while you're jogging. All of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, this pain. Oh, just offering it up. Whew. And seeing dimensionality and seeing meaning and beauty and grace in your suffering in a way it would have not been available before. So hang in there without pushing it, but hang in there with spaciousness and ease. Yeah. Because there is, you know, there is wisdom in these practices, and they open up, maybe not right now in these 30 minutes, right? But that's, you're planting seeds like always. You're planting this completely new seed that's like, wait a minute, how do I plant? You just plant it. And give it your best in this moment and let it germinate when it does. Yeah, thanks for that question. On YouTube, we have appreciation from Judy. Judy appreciates the guidance to the beautiful dimensions of loving kindness. And also from Jessica from Maryland. And Becky says, opened my heart around some strong suffering I'm experiencing. The dedication aspect was beautiful. Thank you so much. So thank you all on YouTube for joining and for your reflections. Yeah, any other reflections? Oh, actually, it's 7:00. No more reflections. I think we're good. So want to, let's dedicate. It's another way of practicing this dedication. Whatever came up, whatever didn't come up, the fact that we were planting seeds of this different dimension, seeing the grace, beauty, the suchness of suffering as something to be dedicated, as an offering, which, again, sometimes I admit that I teach some things that may not be readily available, but I'm trying to plant seeds. I'm trying to plant seeds of seeing things, of opening up ways for things to be seen that may not be available to the regular state of mind. So just drop it in and let it flower at some point. So thank you all for your practice, for showing up. May the goodness of our practice, of our planting seeds, support the waking up of all beings, including us. Thank you all. And now I will ask you, if you wish, you can unmute yourselves and say goodbyes. Here we go.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Nikki. Everyone. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nikki, I have a question.
Hold on one sec. Let me stop the YouTube. Hold on. And stop the recording.